Snow Mountain Practice. This is Saratima. The following is a Taoist practice that stimulates your kundalini without the aspect of overheating and drying out your foundation energy. It increases psychic abilities and especially clairvoyance and all of that without burning out your kidney energy. And in fact, it's actually nourishing your whole body, especially the brain, eyes, ears. If you have dryness, nervousness, sleeplessness, weakness, low vitality, you are not a candidate to get clear and true information from the psychic realm. You will get static. But this practice, in fact, will moisten and eliminate the static via stimulating moisture and removing what is called in Ayurveda excess vata. Now, like with every practice, doing this three times isn't going to change everything. But doing it three times will begin to redirect your pranas, and as you practice, you will become healthier overall, and this coincides with psychic power and vitality. It is powerful because in that area in your body, there are four important meridians that meet. So let's do this together now. So please be undisturbed and sit upright. If you're able, sit on the floor in an easy cross-legged position. You can leave your hands in your lap, or better, do this particular mudra, and it goes this way. You grab with your right hand, you grab your left thumb, you close all your fingers around your left thumb, you hold it, and you naturally the fingers of your left hand will close around your right hand over the fingers, just very naturally. It just happens as you grab fully the left thumb. And then put it sort of your both hands towards your lower belly. Close your eyes and bring your attention to the inside of your belly, where you usually find your dantian or hara along the center core line. The dantian is 3.5 fingers width below your navel, and then you go inside your belly and the center. It's really along the core line. Now slowly move your attention diagonally down and towards the flat of your back, sort of halfway between your sacrum and the dantian. Kind of there. Let's do that. Dantian, then go back diagonally down. It's like you're moving towards the sacrum, but not all the way, sort of a little bit right there in the middle. And just hang your attention there. You may suddenly feel pleasant when you hang out there. And as you keep paying your attention there, begin to see a majestic snow-capped mountain. The Buddhists call it Snow Mountain area because of the snow mountain in that area. It's a massive mountain. Think of Himalayas, a big mountain, white, brilliant snow on top. It's so beautiful. You are in awe. The sky is blue above the mountain and the sun is shining. Enjoy the scenery. As the sun is shining, the surface of the snow is beginning to melt. Just the surface. The snow is so thick, the sun never melts all the snow. And some water begins trickling downwards this mountain. The sun is so strong that the melting snow is now turning into steam. The steam is rising up inside your belly. It's coming off that mountain, rising up. Remember, the mountain is inside you. The steam is rising up towards your diaphragm, and more steam is rising. And now moving through your diaphragm into the lung area, nourishing your heart and lungs and all parts of the chest. It feels good as the steam moves up through your throat into your brain. Continue to feel the connection with the snow mountain area in the lower part of your body, while seeing and feeling the steam nourishing your brain, your eyes, ears, throat, and glands. The sun is shining, snow is melting into water, turning into steam, rising up into the belly area, nourishing the internal organs, moving through the diaphragm, up and up and up towards the head area, the brain, third eye, all the glands, nourishing everything. So continue to feel and see the sun melting, some snow turning from water to steam, and nourishing your inside. You can continue as long as you like. And then let go. And just sit and enjoy the relaxation. Thank you, thank you, thank you.